Well, Zach hasn't practiced with a team for, I think it's been over 9 months, so he's a ways away. We want to get him back acclimated with the team, and we're going to, he needs to get practicing with us here, so there's really no target date for him, but we're going to, you know, he's a good player for us, so we'll evaluate that as we go along with through the practices and see how he feels. You know what? I think Buff's okay. I haven't really discussed the Buff situation with our medical group yet, our medical staff yet. So, you know, he's just taking him one day at a time. Well, he's got a pretty heavy load without Bufflin there. He's played with Buff for, you know, quite some time. So, but the thing that's good with him is that he's really good with the puck and really gets us started on offense out of our zone. He's able to find guys quickly. He's very evasive. He's not big in stature, but he's got a good stick. So defensively, he's been good for us. And, you know, he provides so much. He's a guy that our forwards really enjoy playing with because you get the puck quickly. So, yeah, I think people are aware of him. I think they're aware of him. And he's done well. Last year, he was, you know, he had a decent year. But I think this year, he's more comfortable with the situation with the coaches. And I think that seems to lend itself to a good start. You know, I think he's appreciated in the league. I think people are well aware of him and well aware of what he does. You know, he can do it in power play, he can do it 5-on-5. He's a smart player for us. Well, you got to manage the puck well, especially both blue lines, and you don't want to be getting into some transition game and helping them. You know, they got some forwards that can go. I mean, they got three lines that have got balanced scoring right now. You know, we're obviously aware of some of their top guys and what they can do, and I know there's been a lot of media attention towards that, but you know, for us, you know, something could change there. We just hope it doesn't change tonight, you know. So they got some people that can go. Their team speed has been good, and you know, I remember last year we played in their building. We were up going into the third. I think it was 3-2 or 3-1, and they came back and beat us 4-3. So they can, you got to manage the puck well against them. They've got good team speed. Well, I don't know the numbers there, but quite a bit. Yeah, quite a bit. I'd have to look back, you know. Yeah.
What do you remember about him as a coach? What is
Well, his teams always played hard. You know, it was very organized. Teams played hard, very intense, very demanding of his players, you know. So you could never take the games lightly, that's for sure. You always knew you were going to get tested. So, you know, and that's never really changed. I mean, you have to have a lot of respect for Randy and what he's done, not only through his career playing, but coaching. I mean, he's had a successful career in the minors coaching and then took that to the National League and won a Stanley Cup. Not an easy task. So he's done very well.
Do